Him sits on the throne, the inheritor heir of all things, the only one qualified to ascend into the ancient of days, raised up by the spirit of power and resurrection, entering in to the ancient of days. There was given to a dominion, a kingdom, power, an everlasting dominion, forever. Reassign the house of David, the throne, the kingdom, into the heavens. Stored it up into a realm that could not be stolen. The inheritance of the ancients. The inheritance of the patriarchs. The inheritance of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Their wives. The patriarchs of generational inheritance, having birthed out the promises of a new creation, of a new day, of kings that would rule and reign in the earth. The inheritance of Judah out of Jacob. I will bring a seed out of Judah, the inheritor of my mount. Forge the crown in Mount Heap. Cause David to inherit a crown that was forged by the heavens. Birth the day of Solomon, with the kingdom of heaven manifest among men, with the government and the wisdom, the wealth, the arts, the songs, the poetry, the business in great waters, a city of commerce, a city of habitation, a city of the manifest presence, a city operating under the divine order of the heavens, the image of a new day foreshadowed in Solomon's day, the inheritor heir, the promise. Zerubbabel, out of Babylon, a promised generation would go to inherit the heavens and to know the mystery of generations, the mystery of dispensation, the mystery returning into the earth, having brought it all out. To him who sits on this glorious throne, the appointed heir of all things, the king that was set upon the holy hill of Zion. The nations are thine inheritance. The uttermost parts are thy possession. The silver of this earth, the gold too, the cattle on a thousand hills, it all belongs to you. The rule the uttermost parts of the earth. You are this glorious King that did give birth. You are this heir that ascended into the Ancient of Days to make all things new. You receive the kingdom. You receive the glory. You were the heir, having restored the everlasting dominion. You sit upon this glorious throne, high and lifted up, given a name above every name, that all of heaven and all of earth and all the demonic realm must bow and tremble to this glorious name that's above every name. Our Savior, our heir, our King, the glory and the lifter of our head, this throne you do share, extending the great invitations, come unto me, all who labor and see. Given eyes to see you where you are, seated at the right hand of dunamis power. Oh, so how far above the principalities and the powers of the earth we ascend, having been given a new birth. We come unto you with welcoming arms. We come raised together with you this day. When you ascended into the Ancient of Days, crowned with glory and honor, received man's glory. You receive mankind's honor, restored us to a heavenly estate, restored us so much further, even that Adam had. You raised us up together, gave us a glory that only you possess, to dwell in the Ancient of Days, to abide under the shadow of his wings. How excellent this day is your loving kindness to us who believe. Today we enter in, placing our trust under the shadow of your wings. Today you maketh us to drink of the rivers of Eden, the rivers of your pleasure, the rivers of life, streams whereof may glad the entire city of God. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light. We join with you, O Ancient of Days. We come under the shadow of the wings to give praise to him who sits on this glorious throne. We are here to bow down to you alone. Ancient of Days, to him who sits on the throne.
To him who sits on the throne.
Go before his face. Enter into the Ancient of Days.
Who sits on the throne.
Passing out of darkness.
Into the
light. Entering into the marvelous light.
Be blessed and honored.
What is man, Father, that you are mindful of? What is he about us to capture your heart, to give your only son? He was made lower than the angels at the suffering of death. And then you exceedingly raised him up with power beyond this earth realm, for the power of your glorious resurrection life, having gone down into hell, you raised him up. Every chain, the keys of death and hell were taken from the enemy as you raised our glorious heir. You gave us eyes to see. He was raised up into the heavenlies, far, far, far above all principalities. He brought a kingdom and a glory too, crowned with honor and glory. Restored our image, restored our inheritance, restored all things to us in this realm called the right hand of God, where there is glory, where there is power, where there is generational after generational wealth, where there is the wisdom of the Ancient of Days, where there's omnipresent omniscience that spans every generation, past, present, future, where the glory of our God dwells, giving us access to the glorious face of the Father himself, having made a way to come in by way of the truth. We were raised up. We followed you into the resurrection. We were all made new. We were all brought before the Ancient of Days. There was given to us all a new name. There was given to us a glory coming out from the Ancient of Days. There was given to us a power. There was given to us honor. We did wear new robes. There was given to us an inheritance. We were brought in a very cold generation that heard the sound of the Most High God. A crowning generation that would be engrafted in. A generation to pass before the face of the God of Jacob I see. One after another went before the Ancient of Days. In Christ I see. We were made royal. Invited into this kingly royalty, the majestic glory did surround you and me. We were clothed in majestic glory. Our king looked at us all. Come and sit down. This throne is for all who can believe. A wisdom greater than Solomon, dominion perfected in the very Ancient of Days himself, a crown reforged in the heavenlies as the mountain was brought up into the realm of glory. You gave us a wisdom greater than Solomon, a dominion that was everlasting, a kingdom that would never end, an inheritance that would now begin. We all pass through that Penuel moment. We left our former estate. We left the former things. Scrolls came out from the Father. Said, behold, a new day. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, brand new. A day where the kings and priests would rule, would reign, would operate from the heavens again. To walk up and down in my name, now to and fro, the commissioning papers were given to us one after another to go. Commission within the Ancient of Days. Scrolls, gifts, callings were given to one after another after another. Crowned by our King himself. As one after another bowed down, we stood up in the midst of the crowd. We were a generation that were crowned in the earth. Kings that would walk and give birth. A generation like no other. To bear the resurrection power, to walk in its glory, to manifest the living presence, to manifest his glory, to see his glory all around, to see his glory revealed with a new sound. Trumpets begin to blow under a brand new sound and song. I know songs coming out from the heavenly, the song of the right hand of God. I see the sound of an army of the Lord, glory coming out. An apostolic procession coming out into the earth. It was the day.
Thank you.
our descent with thee. My Father and I have come to make our abode, to manifest the glories of heaven, to reveal the glory of the last day, hidden within my people, alive to be revealed now in the earth. Rivers of living water to him who believes. Life manifest in the earth that you see. Life moving out from within. The rock has been opened. We drink of the great depths again, causing rivers, fountains too, streams flowing out into the desert within you. The rock commissioned in this day to stand up in us all, standing up this day. The rock standing up into a great fount. For behold, a fountain bursting forth in this last day. A fountain like no other. A fountain of resurrection power. The life, the resurrection, the day of the resurrection is within us. He has a name that's above every name, Jesus Christ, our power, the life, the resurrection, standing up within us this day, a fountain of life, ready to burst forth into the earth today. A double river, a double fount, spring up, spring up, bubbling up,
springing up,
bursting, cleaving the rock, come forth. Waters of the deep,
springing up, springing up,
deep,
bursting forth,
calleth the deep, let the noise of your water spout, spring up,
spring up, spring up, wells of living water.
You are my glory, you are my inheritance, you are my promised land.
Christ
in me, the hope of glory. I have eyes now to see. The kingdom of heaven is within me this day. The kingdom glory ready to stand up within me today. The fountain ready to burst forth. The glory now ready to reveal. Filling the threshold now. Filling the threshold. Water is issuing out this day. Perfected oneness is now ready. Ready now to manifest this day. As we have been with you in the heavenly realm. You've come now with a glorious sound to be with us in life, in glory, in power too. You've brought your throne. You brought the house of David too. You brought your crown. You brought the great seven spirits of God, commissioned by the Father to bring out the final stone. Commissioned by the Father to bring out the stone of inheritance, the crowning glory of all ages, perfected in wisdom, perfected in dominion. Seven inheritances all perfected in you. A perfected image, a perfected glory too. Perfected life. Perfected power. Perfected resurrection.
Perfected resurrection.
A perfected image.
Coming out, coming out.
Perfected joy. Perfect love. Casting out all fear. Get ready, old man. The living waters have drawn near. Ready to be washed out. Ready for transformation. Ready to walk into our own glorification. Ready to walk out into perfected life. Bursting out, bursting through, bursting within. Shedding abroad anew. Life, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Life everlasting and free. Peace that passes all understanding. You pour out honey this day from the rock I see. Transformational glory welling up within, even my body being freed from its nature and the law of sin. The mind being liberated into the mind of Christ this day. Springing a well of divine intelligence this day. The emotional faculties fallen from Adam, restored in Christ this day. Perfected peace, perfected love, perfected joy, temperance, goodness,
all the fruits of the Spirit,
the fruits of life. Bringing up within me the fruits of life, bursting forth through me. A tree planted in the living waters this day. Fruit coming out of the kingdom this day. Fruits of the Spirit of every kind. Joy. Peace, love, temperance too. Grace. soul for me and you. Mercy, goodness, righteousness. A fountain of righteousness bursting forth within. The cleansing waters freeing us all from that fallen law of sin. It is the day of resurrection to be revealed. The glory coming out from within, ready to be revealed. A fountain ready to burst forth this day. Oh, glorious fountain, I give you praise. Burst forth this day. It is the day of resurrection. It is the day of grace. It is the day of the glory being revealed in this place. The plantings of the Lord coming out now. The rock standing up in us as the glorious fountain. Whoo! Springing up a well. Love being shed abroad from within. Peace being shut abroad within. Joy, life, resurrection. Pure Zoe, unadulterated life.
Joy.
Springing up from the life. The bread, the waters, the tree, the life of Christ manifested in you and in me. The express image of life itself. We receive the image of resurrection life, shining as the brightness of the sun in this day, revealing the glory of Christ from within us this day. Dunamis power revealed in the waters. Virtue flowing out this day. Virtue coming out from the fountains of Christ this day. A bursting fountain like no generation was ever given. A fountain of life that overrides all death. Whithersoever this river goes, oh death, where is your sting? Where is your sting? Today you are swallowed up in victory. Have a power like no other. The life is manifesting now, overriding the systems of this world, overriding the law of sin and death. Even my body this day, transform me by way of the Ancient of Days, revealing the glory, rolling back in time. Roll back, O body, roll back into the glory this day. Oh, the law of aging is severed from me this day. Spring up, oh well, wash away all spot, all wrinkle, all scurrying too, all blemish is washed from me and you. We are a generation of youth. Oh, restoring the ears the cankerworm ate. Rolling back into the life, the resurrection power in our feet, in our bones. See that river moving through your body, removing all pain, removing ailment. Can you see, saith the Lord, I can remove age. I can grant to you the dew of youth, the dew of a new morning, as it was with Sarah, so it is with you. As it was with Abraham, so it is with you. You're heirs of a life not of this world, now revealing itself from within, life manifesting in our bones, even our blood is receiving a transfusion, life restored, cellular youth, life restoring the mind to the bones. Do you think that skin is an issue with me? I have purchased a body for you eternally. Resurrection power, eternal youth, it's all within you. To him who can believe, to you, daughter, that can see, I can grant all things. In the face of the Father, I removed all limitation for a generation to reveal my ultimate glory. A generation to reveal life. Life that can restore before your eyes. Life that brings order, inheritance, blessing upon you, upon your generation, upon your sons, upon your daughters, upon your seed and your seed seed, upon your spiritual seed. Look not at the things that are seen in the realm of the earth. Look to the glorious fountain now that's ready to give birth. It's come to reveal my power, my resurrection, my life. I promise you to have it and to have it abundantly. This is your promised land, if you can but see. My word now ready to reveal the oneness of my Father and I, dwelling within you. The great reveal is at hand. The revealing of the glory of a people that truly enter their promised land. The expression of all that I am. You receive a transformation. I have made you royalty. I have clothed you in majestic glory. I have given your generation my crowning glory. Received it for you. Watch. Believe in its glorious transformation. As it was with Solomon, so it is with you. You did not know how to come in or go out before we began. Now you know how to walk up and down with me. Now you see what I do before it happens in the earth. You see, I've given you eyes to see. Believe what I have given thee. For the day of its revealing is at hand. For the books now are ready to open, and the last day to begin. Time for my voice, time for the lions to roar, time for the voices of the lionesses to roar, time for the people to come out from my glory, roaring like a lion, as it multiplies. Behold, I give you authority with the water. Authority to open the fountains within. Authority, surely you will stand before a stadium. And you will see me open 100,000 fountains simultaneously. The glory has not been seen when I open the living waters before an entire generation. The waters can transform an entire city. I fed 3 million from one outpouring. Your waters are eternal. They will never run dry. They will surely bring you to the place where you never thirst again. From glory to glory, your fountain will erupt simultaneously within. Wherever your fountain erupts, it gives life and life more abundantly. There'll be signs, miracles, wonders, and salvation you see. Standing in the grocery store, I will open my waters. I will fill the entire place with living water. The world has not seen my answer for this generation. It's now ready to be revealed within all of those who know me, my creation. A new creation. Bursting forth, waters coming out. I have heard the prayers of this house, you see. The constitutions have been before my eyes, night and day. I will hear, I will listen, I will give the life. My government coming forth from my people. Some will not even know what's coming out from them. They'll have to be told. They will burst out of them. What is this? It's my great fountain manifest. Double river, you see. Kings will suddenly be born in the earth with great authority. Wisdom will be given just like it was with Solomon, you see. Suddenly they know what to do. Suddenly they can see. Innovation will be given to this generation. Like no other. Inspiration. Innovation. And oh, the songs of worship, the songs of the high praise, the song of the lion, you'll call it in your day. The song of the lion coming out from the throne. A sound, the song shall be known. Its presence, its glory, its life abundantly. The song of the lion will be sung all over the world, you see. One after another, the song of the Lord. The sound of the lion. Manifesting the glory of God. The beauty of the Lord. The beauty of Zion. The presence of the living kingdom in the earth. To be seen, to understand its power, its glory, its treasures. Such freedom to walk up and down in His name. All chain will be loose from us at the birthing of our fountain in the earth. All toil immediately loose. All care will be swallowed up in victory. The old soulish dysfunctions will be swallowed up in the fruits of the Spirit bursting out from thee. The life manifesting for man to see, the glory being revealed from within you and from within me. Christ will be magnified in the earth again. In such a marvelous way, His glory will be seen and His resurrection. We are in our final time before this fountain bursts forth and realigns. Plumb line will be built to realign the people of God with heaven. It will move, saith the Lord. It will move at the speed of light. Within a week, the whole nation will know it as it was with Asbury. Within a month, it will stretch its wings all over the earth. It will build and build and build and build. The kings will again walk the earth, my king, to bring order, to bring alignment, to govern, to rule, waters going forth, conquering first you, then you conquer with me. The power of my waters to conquer and override humanity's dysfunction, you will see before your very eyes. You understand your labors were not for naught. For you kept my words to the end. Crown was given. that glory. Ready to explode into the earth. Ready to give birth to all honor. Christ standing up this day. Christ, you walked the earth in his day.
There is no one else.
Standing up in our tabernacle again to walk the earth, to free the world, to free the inhabitants. The same glory, the same mantle, the works that you do also again within us this day. There's no one like you. I feel glory today. I feel faith rise now. Walking over the finish line with you. Walking over into a new day. Of the breakthrough, the Lord of harvest, the Lord, the King, all of His glory you do bring. Standing up in us this day with power, with glory, and great, great grace, the generation of the double portion of grace, grace upon us today. The crown of Aaron is descending, ascending, surrounding us this day. Ooh, I feel as tall as a mountain today. I feel your strength. I feel your might. I feel your glory.
This King of glory.
Let there be life now in the earth. Let a double river come forth in its birth.
Release your
rose,
Gideon.
I have decreed
a day where the mountains will obey, a day when the systems of this world will bow down to my name. Strengthen today, we walk up and down in your name. Strengthen today, I feel. Ready now for the glory to reveal. Woo. This is what I meant, saith the Lord. Could you not pray 1 hour with me? You can move in realms of the unseen. You can move. A joy it is to move with me. My word will now prevail mightily, manifesting itself with great dominion and authority. You will feel the joy of serving with me, the table to broken humanity, to watch them restore before your eyes, to watch my power bring its glorious life. I have come to bring life to the world. I have come to bring life to your world. I have come to restore you with my life. You are the generation of resurrection life. You are the generation to witness me, eyewitnesses of the glorious resurrection life. You see, I am with you, and all of my army, my crowning glory, my Father's glory.